He says, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, Tetrarch of Iturea, and Trachonitis and Lysanias, Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Is there a time? Is there a place? Are there names? Lots of names. Is this credible? Can you see the difference? Praise God. It is a reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses. Now, here's another important contrast between urban legends and the Bible. This is solid, man. This is meat. This urban legend that went around about this atheist professor, do you know that there is actually, the University of Southern California has heard of this thing? Gee. And they have actually posted on their website a flat-out denial that this ever took place. You can go to the website, University of Southern California, and there's a place where they say, by the way, if you get this, it never happened. Okay? They actually even did investigate it. In fact, one of their professors says, you know, I've been there, I've never heard of it. He's a professor of philosophy. He mentions another guy named Dallas Willard, who's actually a Christian author, who is a professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California. He has been there for 32 years, and he never heard of this going on as a factual incident. In fact, University of Southern California says this, they're the only class we have that teaches philosophy to a group of 300 students never mentions the existence of God. Would you call that a denial? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really sure? Do you know that among all of ancient literature, there has never been a denial of the existence and ministry of Jesus Christ? You can search high and low. And there is no one who said, what are these guys talking about? I was there, it never happened. It does not exist. Now, you will find people who thought Christians were nuts in ancient manuscripts. Unbelievers who said, these guys are a bunch of idiots, man, a bunch of morons. They made a wrong turn at Albuquerque and somebody ought to do something about these guys. Who say that Christians are fools, but they say they are followers of one who was called Jesus, who was crucified and did many miracles. Josephus is even sort of a believer. He even mentions the fact that Christ existed and did many miracles that were wonderful. But you will not, even among unbelievers, find a denial in all of ancient history that it ever happened. In fact, the only people who ever denied that this stuff ever happened weren't even born until the 1800s, during this time of what they call higher criticism. So for 1800 years, nobody said it never happened. Praise God. Now, just to be fair, I didn't mean to make anybody feel really bad. If you really love that urban legend, by the way, I don't want to be enemies with you. Maybe this will brighten your day. To be fair, there actually was a well-documented account of something that took place very similar to this incident in this chalk story. A man named Richard Harvey wrote a book called 70 Years of Miracles. And in this book, he talks about the time. It's about his life. Basically, he said he was at one time a student in a chemistry class. And the class was in Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania during the 1920s. He had a professor named Dr. Lee. And Dr. Lee would always challenge Christians. He was an atheist, and he would tell people, try to make people not believe in God. And one day he did something with a flask where he said, if God if there was a God, he could stop this thing. And when he dropped the flask, it actually landed on his shoe and bounced off onto the floor harmlessly. And so truthorfiction.com, this urban legend website, actually went out searching for this guy, was able to talk to his son, who is the Reverend John Harvey, who is the pastor of a church in Toccoa, Georgia. And he said, although that incident happened before he was born, he heard that story frequently by his father when he would tell other people about it. So, feel better? That is credible. That is credible. The Bible is a reliable collection of historical documents. Names, dates, places, eyewitnesses, and corroborating accounts. That's how you prove history. In fact, there were not only eyewitnesses, it says they lived during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses. Check out this, what Paul says, and I'm getting to the end here real quick. 1 Corinthians 15, 3-8, just to show you how extensive the eyewitnesses were. Paul says, "For what I received, I pass to you, as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, that he appeared to Peter, and then to the... After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, many of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep or died. Verse 7, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as one abnormally born." That means that when Paul wrote this letter to them in around 56 AD, there were still at least 300 people still alive that had visually seen the resurrected Christ. It's a lot of witnesses. Still alive. In other words, they can back me up. Now, there's scientists who say, you can't prove the Bible. You can't prove the Bible is true. You can't prove the existence of God scientifically. And many scientists are atheists because of that proposition. And to them I would say, so what? Who cares? I'm not trying to prove how something behaves. And so I'm not using a scientific method. I'm demonstrating facts of history. That's how you demonstrate history. Names, places, dates, eyewitnesses, corroborating evidence. The scientific method doesn't deal with that. To use the scientific method to prove something to be a certainty, you have to show, number one, that it's observable, that it's measurable, and that it's repeatable. Say that with me. Observable, measurable, repeatable. Is history observable? No. Is it repeatable? Not really. Philosophically, maybe. Measurable, eh. But we're not trying to prove how something behaves. In order to confirm facts of history, like the Bible, you have to use something called the evidentiary method. And that has three criteria, which are internal consistency. Does it make sense with itself, or does it contradict itself? Internal consistency. Number two, corroboration. Anybody else hear it? Were there eyewitnesses? And number three, reliability. Is it a reliable document or manuscript? So there isn't really a conflict between true science and the Bible. They're just looking for different answers to different questions. Let me close with this. There was a guy named John Polkinghorne. Polkinghorne was a scientist. If you ask a scientist, why is that water boiling? The scientist will tell you, well, because there's a heat source. And that heat source is conducted through this metal of the pot, and it conducts into the water. And as that heat goes into the water, it causes the molecules to go back and forth really, really fast. And the next thing you know, you have bubbles coming up through this H2O. But there's a second explanation. And the second explanation says this: the reason the water is boiling is because I thought I'd like to have a cup of tea. And science does not address that question. Science addresses how the water boils. But to find out why the water is boiling, you have to ask the person who turned on the stove. Praise God. Sometimes in order to understand the right answers, you have to first understand the right questions. True science may be able to tell me something about how the universe works. But you have to go to the Bible to find out why there even is a universe to begin with. Amen. 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 The Bible is a reliable collection, historical documents, written down by during the lifetime of other. Praise God. You can stand on that word. Whatever you face when you walk out of here today, if there is a promise in God that you are standing on and placing your hopes and dreams and your very soul upon, believe me when I say you can stand on the promises of God. Praise God. Next week, supernatural events. Amen? Cool. Father, thank you. Oh, by the way, Lord, people, we have Matt and Laura graciously made up little cards that say, the Bible's reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that report supernatural events that took place in the middle of a specific prophecy and claim to be divine rather than human in origin. You can have one of these cards for your very own. I believe they are laminated. Laminated. But wait, there's what's that? And the scripture reference on that. Could you guys bring that forward for a moment? We'd like to, could we have some help to pass these out so that you can have this for yourself so that while we're going through this, you yourself can memorize this and be able to say that at blinding speed to whoever asks you, why do you believe the Bible? Yeah. Here, yeah, this is why. If you really want to blow their mind, memorize it backwards. Father, thank you for feeding us today, Lord. I pray you'd bless us as we go. Lord, give us the opportunity to share your gospel with someone this week. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.